I just hold that story in my heart of the boy who grew up to be a father and then did the human, right, beautiful thing of eventually holding his elderly mother and singing, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be. Then came back home, went up the stairs, and did the same with his little baby daughter. I like to imagine the same father boiling some water for pasta, maybe making a salad for everybody to eat. I see this father maybe many nights washing the dishes, cleaning up the countertops, maybe running a few loads of wash. These are angles of vision of some of the angles of visions of a fully expressed father that we crave and celebrate. I want to look now at a father in Reykjavik, Iceland, who is a nurse and an active member of the United Nations He for She gender equality movement.
My aha moment actually was when
this
we
is
did
India.
A bicycle rally, or rather the first bicycle rally.
We're going to see the movement in India in a little bit. We're going to go to Reykjavik. This is a great website, He for She United Nations.
I work as a registered nurse at the emergency department in Reykjavik. What I can do is be a good role model in my job. When I heard about the He for She movement, that was actually a moment that clicked for me, made me start to question everything that I do. Am I being misogynistic or am I stereotyping? There are some shifts that I'm the only male on duty. It being strange to be a male nurse, it shouldn't be. It should be just like any other profession. I think that's the way to get guys more into it, just to show them good role models, and that's what we've been doing here in Iceland. This is not more a female job than a male job. This should just be a job for everyone. That's the impact we make, and that's what I'm trying to do. My daughter should be able to do whatever job she wants, regardless of her gender, and so will my son. So that is my spark, and hopefully this will spark some more changes in society. And that's what it's all about, motivating guys to work towards gender equality, which shouldn't be a question. It should be equality for everyone.
Today, we give thanks for a long line of fathers going back generations and generations who did their best, gave their best within the historic contexts that they lived. Today, we lift up for any situation of fathers, we lift up the possibility of forgiveness for the faults and shortcomings of fathers, including those of us fathers in the room who may need forgiveness for our shortcomings. We do. And we give thanks also today that over the decades, increasing numbers of men have become more fully involved in parenting. As a 51-year-old lifetime Unitarian Universalist, I'm amongst many who have witnessed fathers breaking out of stereotypes. And we're going to talk for a second about the generation of many of our beloved elders in this room. In the 70s, for example, my father, I'm proud of him to this day, he ironed his own shirts, went grocery shopping, vacuumed the house. And the majority of the kids in my church growing up had fathers around us who were rolling up their sleeves to do more traditionally female household chores. I'm reading a book right now which I recommend to you. It's important, it's compelling, it's visceral, and it's also funny. It's The Guy's Guide to Feminism, written by Michael Kaufman and Michael Kimmel. And in it, there's a cartoon that says, "Scientists solve biological mystery. Top scientists have finally solved one of the great mysteries of biology. In spite of many years when people thought otherwise, it turns out that there are only two parenting jobs that men are not particularly good at. Men just can't get this... seem to get the hang of childbearing or breastfeeding. Other than that, there isn't a single parenting activity that men can't do just as well as women." I like it. On this Father's Day, we pause. We have a chance to pay attention. Give thanks for the fathers who help with all kinds of labors of love and necessity. Now, fair division of labor can be done a lot of different ways, but a fair division of labor in a household in and of itself is the right thing to do, but it also helps us to embrace our fullest humanity. We are in the human family. Probably many of you feel the same, but if you look back and appreciate how witnessing fathers, including fathers in this room right now, and their efforts towards gender equality enable us to see the world through a wider, more colorful lens. And so we lift up fathers who just dive in and do what needs to be done and who speak up as allies and support for a world where females can realize their full potential, including leadership. We have so many examples of that in our Unitarian Universalist church, just being able to witness it within and without. I was sitting with parents of grown women in our justice meeting earlier today, and their daughters, who are grown adults now, are doing amazing power stuff out in the world. I got to go leadership, brains, and courage. I got to go to Tucson 2 weeks ago and witness volunteers working for No More Deaths. And as a pastor, I get to go out and tell the stories of having seen young women who are EMTs and professional rock climbers who go out. They could be making a lot of money, including, I really think, half of them could be Navy SEALs. But they go into the desert to save lives of immigrants for free. And these women... tough as nails, articulate, brave, fit. They gave testimony that at the court that could have been in the U.S. Senate. This female power in our nation that I get to go out and I get to witness and we get to talk about. That's a part of our faith movement. And it benefits all of us by allowing everybody to grow in their fullest potential. Good things are happening in the world of parenting. And I think this is a specific, you know, it's how do we break down the discrimination that happens against women around the world? Well, I think you go one day at a time, one action at a time, one plan of a household at a time. Good things are happening in the world of parenting. I think this is a way to crack away at sexism. From in the United States, from 1997 to 2008, the number of hours every day that men spent with their children went from 2 to 3 hours. Women's time remained constant at 3.8 hours a day. I don't know how they measure this, but you see, that's more daddy time with kids is good. And younger dads with younger children spent 4.3 hours a day with their children, and their wives spent 5 hours a day. And numerous studies show that more involvement with both parents, with the father, is good for the physical and emotional health of the child. When we do these holidays in the church, it's important to pause and lift up our sensitivities. We are not saying everybody has to be the same and that a household has to break out of traditional divisional labor. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, each parent can decide. Somebody can use the power drill, somebody can dust. Somebody can talk about their feelings, and somebody else cannot. Someone could be the one that you stop and ask for directions when you're lost, and someone else doesn't have to. We're not talking about left-wing fundamentalism. There's only one way to do feminism, and it's my way. There are a million paths to enlightenment towards equality and inclusivity. And we caution against overly strict binary gendered thinking. Some people don't feel that they fit into the box of a he or a she. And we affirm gay, lesbian, and bisexual parents, and we affirm and respect to the highest single-parent households of any kind. It's all true. It's about human caring, giving, and receiving care. That's what we're celebrating today, and I hope everybody feels included in this. The authors state in the book, The Guide for Feminism, that we believe men should support women's equality and autonomy because we believe in the rights of individuals to make their own choices in their lives. And that's critical for Unitarian Universalists. We believe that men care about females in their families and communities and want them to be happy and safe and realize their fullest potential. And it's a real deal issue here in the United States. We know that from so many different angles. I'll bet we could take hours and days of testimony from our females in the room to say that gender inequality is still a real problem. Is that true, females? Okay, that is true. Here's one way to look at it. The U.S. gender inequality is measured in many ways. The World Economic Forum is not a left-wing. It's a centrist study group. They produce an annual global gender gap report. It measures the gap between men and women in the United States in four areas: economics, participation and opportunity, education, health care, and political empowerment. The United States ranks 19th in the world. Iceland ranks first, interestingly it said there, but women have in the United States 75% of the benefits and opportunities of men in those four areas. That's not good enough. That's a failing grade in 2019. I think most all of us would agree. That's a failing grade, 75%. So we, just like as we work against racism, we got to challenge this. And the men, I'm saying, the guys and the daddies have a lot of power. So we got to be the allies to step up because, and sometimes these hidden biases come up. Don't hit like a girl. Don't cry like a girl. Whoa. Where'd that come from? Let's talk about it. By the way, if you want to challenge hidden prejudices, watch the U.S. women's soccer team today. They are unbelievable. World-class athletes, and they're listen to them talk about wanting pay equality. Super impressive leaders. So I want us to stand up against, this is not about being anti-male or male-hating. Vibrant feminism is good for women and girls, and vibrant feminism is good for men and the boys. Let's watch a little video from India, from the He for She movement. Thanks to Lois Murphy and her daughter, her amazing daughter Lily, for pointing me to this great campaign, which over 2 million people have signed up for. to commit to being a part of this campaign. I signed up for it, and I encourage you to consider doing the same.
My aha moment actually was when we did a bicycle rally, or rather the first bicycle rally in Pune. We mobilized 121,000 people to sign up and pledge for He for She. At around 7 a.m. in the morning, we had 750 people who turned up. The idea behind organizing a He for She bicycle rally was to say that you are not stuck in traffic, you are traffic. The bicycle basically represented the two genders harmonizing. We did the first advocacy workshop on He for She in a rural area, highlighting the power of volunteerism through online, offline methods, as well as building a network of youth advocates. Engage people in having that conversation to end stereotypes, to take up initiatives at community level, instill a sense of, you know, belongingness. It is up to you what you want to do once you take the pledge, once you take the commitment for He for She.
Whether you're the one holding someone else or someone's holding you, rocking or being rocked and being sang to about being loved, it doesn't get any better than that. And I just encourage us in all of this to realize this brings great joy and excitement to our lives. When we get deeply into equality for all, we can have the most fun, and our spirits can be released to laugh, dance, and love with great power. Happy Father's Day.